Ha'isha nicknames b'shalosh drachim v'kesesh taravia. Why doesn't it say Ha'ish kones Ha'isha b'shalosh drachim? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either that it has to talk about the Isha because the Sefer, the kones atzma, has to be bedida because Misa Sabal is not something that's in control of the husband. So therefore, it has to say the kones atzma, so that's why it picks on the Isha in the Reisha as well. And the second answer of the Gemara is that it must say Ha'isha niknes, the midaita in shalom midaita lo. If it would have said Ha'ish kona, I think even Bakarcha, it could be Makarish a woman even against her will. So Kamash mala midaita in shalom midaita lo. So we mentioned on Thursday that the Rashba is Sakasha. He says, what's the Havamina? Havamina Bakarcha? It could be Makarish and Isha Bakarcha? Maishna Kiddushin from any other Kenyan? Hechan Matsinu a Kenyan that you can do Bakarcha of the Makne. So says the Rashba, the Gemara doesn't mean that there was a Havamina you could be Makarish and Isha Bakarcha. It means that you could be Makarish and Isha even if it's not Midaita Lagamri. Meaning, if she's Nensa, tell you of a Kaddish, they hung her on a tree or they put a gun to her head and they forced her to be miskadeshes to this individual. So that's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra quotes Machlokas Amaroyev. A Meimar says that Kiddush of Kiddushin, tell you of a Kaddish, Kiddush of Kiddushin, just like Ravuna says that tell you of a Zav and Zvine Zvine, tell you of a Kaddish, Kiddush of Kiddushin. And Mar Bravashi says, no, Kuasa Shaloka Hogan, Lefika Chasu, Imo Shaloka Hogan, and Afkin Rabbanon Le Kiddushin Minei, the Chazal will Mafkia the Kiddushin. Will you go to my office and get a Gemara about the Master, please? So we paskin, the Chazal Mafkia the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin don't work. So says the Rashba, that's exactly what our Gemara is telling us. Ha'isha Niknes is teaching me that even Kiddushin Ba'onis are not going to work. That you would think, tell you of a Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin, Kamashmala, no, but I'd have a Havamina, that maybe it should work. Look, there's one Amor in the Gemara in Barabbas who says, well, Maskona, it works. So I'd have a Havamina that Itaka does work. Kamashmala, we passed that it doesn't work. And how is a Meimar going to learn our Sugya? He holds that Itaka does work. And he'll be forced to learn like what? To learn like the other Lashon in the Gemara. Ha'isha Niknes is teaching me that We use a Lashon Ha'isha Niknes because the Sefer doesn't make any sense to say Ha'ish Kone or Makne because he can't be Makne by Misa Sabal. He's not. The Shamayim is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Makne, the woman back to herself. It's not the man, so therefore it focuses on the Isha and the Reisha as well. Meimar is going to have to learn like the other Lashon in the Gemara. He can't learn like the second Lashon. Okay, this is how the Rashba learns. Yes?
According to Meimar, can she marry a Kohen?
According to a Meimar, the Kiddush of Kiddushin, you mean?
If
you hold the Chacharim HaMafkia, the Kiddush, according to the other day, if the Chacharim HaMafkia, the Kiddushin, can she marry a Kohen? So the Pasha is no. But it should depend on what Hafkar's Kiddushin means. It should depend on what Hafkar's Kiddushin means. If you're saying that the Hafkar's Kiddushin is working with the Tanai, the fact that everyone is Mekadesh al Daita the Rabbanan, that is the Lashon of the Gemara, called the Mekadesh al Daita the Rabbanan, Mekadesh the Afkin Rabbanu le Kiddushin Mine. So if it's based on the Tanai, so then Lechora, the whole Kiddushin, is never Chal. Because once the Tanai is Vata, then the Kiddushin are Vata. According to that, she should be able to marry a coin. I think the Shita Mekubetzis in Ksuba says that either way, it's not. That we're not going to. It certainly looks like. It's at least a Reach Haget, right? It at least looks bad. It at least looks as if she was married to someone. And. Just one second. Let's just back up. There's no get over here, Elam, right? There are some cases where the Chacharim HaMafkir the Kiddushin with a get. Like if the get is given through a Shliach, the Shliach doesn't know that you are Mavato the get. So in situations where there's a get, so then we're going to assume that that looks like there was a Gerushin, and then she's going to be Asura to the Kohen. But if the Kiddushin Taka are not going to work, if they don't work, if they're from Mafkir the Kiddushin, so what's the problem? Even if someone is married, if the husband dies, she's still Mutaris to a Kohen. So in the case in Bava Basra, there's no reason to say that she's Asura to a Kohen. It's only in a case where there was a Nesinas HaGet, but if the get didn't actually work, it's just the Chacharim are going to be Mafkir the Kiddushin. So then you can ask yourself, do we look at it as though there really was a get or there wasn't a get? Is she Mutaris to a Kohen or not? But in this case, there was no get Bechlal, so of course she'd be Mutaris to a Kohen. Okay? Okay, yes.
You need Das Alimta by Kiddushin, so how can you really say that like Kiddushin in Bava Basra is Kiddushin? It definitely doesn't seem like a Das Alimta, even if it's just good, like Haskama.
If she says Rotsani, why is that not a Das Alimta?
It's like Haskama is saying it.
Okay, we're going to have to get to that when we move further. Right? The case in Bava Basra, Pshuto, is talking about that the woman is forcing the Kiddushin. Then we have to talk about what the Rishonim say if the man is forced into the Kiddushin. So we'll see that even those who say that tell you have the Kaddish, that if they forced him to be Mekadosh and Isha, Kiddushin, Kiddushin, the question is, does he have to say Rotsani? Does he not have to say Rotsani? So we'll see. That might depend on whether Das Alinta is necessary, whose Das Alinta is necessary. So let's wait for that, and then we'll talk about your kasha. Okay, that's the Rashba's teretz. So we were troubled with this Rashba, because it comes out from the Rashba that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Adin D'Rabbanan. Ha'isha nikneis v'sholosh drachim. Why do we use such a lashon? To teach me Adin D'Rabbanan that Talyu of a Kaddish, Kiddush of Kiddushin. Right, that excuse me, Talyu of a Kaddish, Kiddush of La Kiddushin, Afkin Rabbanan L'Kiddushim Ineh. Right? That's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's a pretty big Chiddush that's not written in the Mishnah at all. To say that the Mishnah is saying a dinda raisa, that kiddushin bal karcha doesn't work, okay, so that I can hear. But to say that the Mishnah is teaching me this whole chiddush that talyu of a kaddish kiddush of lav kiddushin who also shelo kaogen lefika chasoni lo shelo kaogen chazal were mafkia the kiddushin, it's not licked in the verta of the Mishnah, right? It's ikka chasim in a sefer. It's a big chiddush to say something like that. And the Mishnah is teaching me a dinda rabbanan. The Mishnah, normally the first Mishnah in the Masechta, is teaching me basic halachas yisodos daraisas. The basic halachas of Kiddushin. It's a little bit strange. The Rashba's pushed against the wall. The Yesha Hikshu were very troubled. What's the Havamina to say that you can be Makarish and Isha Valkarcha? So the Rashba has to reinterpret and say that the Havamina was not that you could be Makarish and Valkarcha, but rather you think that Talyu of a Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin, that Kiddushin Ba'onah should work. But it's a Shverazach, it's a difficult pshat. Becomes the Talmud HaRashba. The Talmud has a different shot. Right? He probably heard this kasha too, but he thought that the Rebbe's teretz was a bit more difficult. He thought there's an easier pshat. What does the Talmud HaRashba say? In a chanami, maybe pshat in the Gemara is that hava mina that you can be mekayish and yishav al karacha. In a chanami. Why should I have such a hava mina? Od yesh lomar zok the Talmud HaRashba, the hainu taima, the salkadai, the chanami, the afilu bal karacha, the tevim kudeshes, Kevin the Makshin and Havaya Liatsia, Tanab and Masnissen, Hayish Kona, Havamina, Lugami Makshin and Havaya Liatsia, Maitsia Balkarcha, Miskaresh, Havaya Nami Balkarcha. Pasha, the heckish! For Makish Havaya Liatsia, and we know Yitzia can be Balkarcha, Minatora, a man can be Megaresh, his wife, even Balkarcha, so I think Havaya can be Balkarcha too. Right? We're not Dorish a heckish Lamechza, ain't heckish Lamechza, so I think that maybe the Havaya can be Balkarcha too. That's to teach me that Kiddushin can work Bishtar. That's the Gemara Daf Hey that we've discussed. But to teach me that it can even be Bal Karcha, Ad Kedei Kach, we're not going to go. That's the Kamashmalan of the Lashon of the Mishnah. Not that the Kamashmalan is that Kiddushin Ba'onis don't work. No, Kamashlan, that Balkarcha Mamish doesn't work. Aina, Vahava Mina, Makash Avayali, even Balkarcha should work. Kamashlan, no. What's the Kamashlan, though? Where does the Kamashlan come from? Why would I assume that the Hekesh Avayali doesn't apply to this halacha? Why should it only apply to Kiddush Ishtar and not to this halacha of Balkarcha? What do you think? If we Makash Kiddushin to Gerishin, so then the Chara Balkarcha should work. What's the answer? There's an extra word in that pasuk by Kiddushin. What does it say? V'holcha v'hoysa l'ish acher. Well, what's the extra word here? That's mash v'davka midaita. V'holcha. The word v'holcha teaches me that the woman has to go of her own volition. It's not just that you say v'hoysa l'ish acher, the Kiddushin is going to be chal. Now we're makish havaya liyitzi, and all the halacha should apply. V'holcha v'hoysa sounds like it's davka midaita. So maybe that's exactly the kamash malon. That there is a hekesh havaya liyitzia, but not legabi balkarcha, because the extra word v'holcha teaches me it's gotta be midaita. Now, according to this pshat, the lashon of the Mishnah is much better, right? The Mishnah is teaching me a din daraisa. It's not teaching me a din darabbana. The kiddushin ba'onis don't work because the chachamim mafkia the kiddushin. That's not kiddushin ba'onis. We're talking about kiddushin balkarcha, and I'd have a havamina min haTorah etaka should work because of the hekesh havaya liyitzia. Kamash malan, no. This approach of the Talmud HaRashba in the Gemara, L'chora, is implied by Tosfos. Yes, Yosef.
When we're saying the Kashmir, are you totally rejecting the Kashmir and the Sia?
No, we're saying the Hegesh Havai Lesi applies to certain things, but maybe not Lagabi this, because as I'm explaining, there's an extra word V'holcha, which teaches me that it has to come of the volition of the wife.
Can you say that way also in front of the Hegesh Havai Lesi?
But how can we do that? The Gemara in Daf Hei says that we learn Shtar from the Hegesh Havai Lesi.
I'm saying
that
we can limit it
to Kedusha Shtar. It's difficult to say, because once we assume that to Kedusha Shtar, so you say even Mechuber, right? The psul of Mechuber is only by Kedusha Shtar according to Rav Rishonim. So you could say the Hekesh Avayim Leitzi is really only by Kedusha Shtar, not by Kedusha Kesef at all. And that's what he's assuming, that the Hekesh is only regarding Shtar. We got to see, is there any other halacha?
Shir.
Well, yeah, Shir, right? Shir, Karavlo, very good, Jacob, right? There are other areas where we do compare Kedusha to Gerushim, even regarding Kedusha Kesef. So to throw out the Hekesh Avayim Leitzi by Kedusha Kesef seems a little difficult. So you got to fine-tune it a little bit, right? He'll say that Legabi Balkarcha. Balkarcha is also a halach in the chalos, right? It's halach in the chalos. So if by Shir and Karav La we are going to compare Kiddushin to Gerishin, L'chara by Balkarcha we also should. You got to say, V'holcha is teaching me something extra that Balkarcha is not going to work by Kiddushin.
I'm going to say something along those lines, like, presumably the Talmud Rashba is learning like the Rashba with regards to Mechuber.
Right.
I mean, so if we learn like the Balkhanon, that the Ran and the Rashba only learn the hekesh for the halos, but not for the maisa. But here, this is the halos.
Right. So it should be a problem. So it must be some extra halacha that's teaching me that balkarcha doesn't work. So this approach that the Mishnah really is teaching me a din daraisa here seems to be implied in Tosfos. Why? Which Tosfos? Tosfos do a maschal e on bezan base. E tana kona havamina balkarcha. So frek Tosfos ve'avagav the toni ha'ish mekadesh demashim balkarcha. How can we say that if the Mishnah had said Ha'ish Kona, I think Balkarcha, but in the second paragraph it does say Ha'ish Mekadesh, so we'll have the same problem? We'll think that Balkarcha? Zakhtar says, no. Hayne Mishim Dekfar, Ashmu Inan Ha'cha De Balkarcha Lo. Once it says Ha'ish Nikneis in the first Mishnah, so then in the second paragraph, even though it says Ha'ish Mekadesh, I'm not going to get confused to think that Balkarcha works, because I already know that it has to be Medaita. Good. Tosfos continues, V'hadiktani ha'yevama niknes, but it also says ha'yevama niknes in the Mishnah. V'loktani ha'yevam kona balkarcha. The halacha is that yevam is kona, his yevama yevam balkarcha, v'yibma, yevama yevo aleha, v'yibma, v'yibma afila balkarcha. So if yibam, if bias yibam works balkarcha, why does the Mishnah say ha'yevama niknes? It should say ha'yevam kona. Because the attacker does work balkarcha, so it should have used the lashon of kona to teach me that the yevam can be kona, yevimto, even balkarcha. Aidi diktani ha'isha niknes tani nami seifa ha'yevama niknes. Once it uses a losha niknes by a stam isha, so it uses the losha niknes by yevama as well. Now how can it do that? But if yevama is niknes balkarcha, it should have to say ha'yevam kona. What's going on over here? It says Tosfos, no, the niknes mashma midaita mashma balkarcha. The word niknes can mean both. It can mean midaita or balkarcha. So it has to say ha'isha niknes, because if it were to say ha'ish kona, you'd think that Kiddushin by a stam isha can even be balkarcha, kamashmulan niknes. But it can say hayavama niknes because niknes also could mean balkarcha. Kone doesn't mean midaita. So if it wants to teach us that a stam isha is only niknes, midaita, it has to say niknes, it can't say kone. But niknes could also mean balkarcha, so it doesn't have to say hayavam kone, it could say hayavama niknes. And aidi, since by stam isha it uses the lashon of niknes, by yavama it's going to use the lashon of niknes as well. What does it sound like? Tosfos is talking about Balkarcha. It's comparing a stam isha to Yevama. And it's saying that by Yevama it should have said Kona, because Kona means Balkarcha. If you understand that the Balkarcha of the stam isha is really Kiddushin Ba'onis, it's not Balkarcha Mamish. So what's the Tosfos talking about? It's assuming that the word Balkarcha in the Gemara and Balkarcha by Yibam should mean the same thing. Right? Tosfos asks, why doesn't it say Hayavam Kona Balkarcha? That Balkarcha is totally different. Right? If you learn like the Rashba, that Balkarcha is totally different than the Havamina that Stam Isha can be nicknamed Balkarcha. The Havamina that Stam Isha can be nicknamed Balkarcha according to the Rashba is Kiddushin Ba'ones, where she agrees in the end, not where it's against her will. Yavam is where it's Mamish against her will. So what's Tosa saying? What I did with Tani Niknes, it's Tamish, it says Niknes, so therefore it could say Niknes by Yavam too. No, but I'm not sure that that's really such a good Svara, right? Because if you hold that Niknes by Stamish is just teaching me that Kiddushin Ba'ones can work, so how can you say that it says Niknes Lagabe Yavam as well? No, maybe it should say Kona to teach me the extra Kiddush that Yavam can be Kona Mamish Balkarcha. The fact that Tosa says that the Niknes can mean Midait and it can mean Balkarcha, which Balkarcha is it talking about? If you learn that the Balkarcha of Stam Isha just means Kiddushin Ba'ones and not Balkarcha Mamish, so then the Balkarcha of Stam Isha and the Balkarcha of Yavama are totally different. And they're not the same. Why is Tosfos connecting them? And Taka, it would make sense to say Hayavam Kone to teach me the extra halacha that the Yavam can be Kone Balkarcha Mamish. Who is to say that Niknes means Balkarcha Mamish? It must be that Tosis assumes that the Balkarcha of Stam Isha also is Balkarcha Mamish. So that's why he's comparing the two. He compares Yavama to Stam Isha. The whole discussion of Tosis that there's this comparison between the Balkarcha of Stam Isha to the Balkarcha of Yavama implies that the Balkarcha, the Havamina, that Isha Miskadesh is Balkarcha, means Balkarcha Mamish. Because if not, what's the comparison Tosis is making to Yavam and Yavama? Okay, so I think the Talmud Arashv is pshat in the Gemara that Havamina Afila Balkarcha Mamish, it emerges from the simple pshat in Tosis as well, because Tosis is comparing Yavama to Stam Isha. Yavama we know is Niknes Balkarcha Mamish. So if the Balkarcha by Stam Isha is not Balkarcha, there is no comparison. Right? There's no comparison. And maybe Taka, there would be room to say that it should say in the Mishnah Hayavam Kona Balkarcha to teach me the extra Chiddush, which doesn't even apply to Stam Isha. Must be that Tosis is assuming that the Havamin of Balkarcha Mamish by Stam Isha also is Mamish Balkarcha, not just Kiddush and Bonus. That's why he thought that Yavama should be compared to Stam Isha. Okay, so these are the two approaches in the Gemara. Either the Havamina is that I would think that Kiddushin Ba'onah should work, Kamashmalan, even that doesn't work, we paskin that Chazal HaMafkia the Kiddushin. Well, the Havamina is that maybe even Kiddushin Ba'karcha should work because of Makash Havayah Yitzia. Just like by Yavama nicknames Ba'karcha, so too by Stam Isha, Kamashmalan, it doesn't work. Ba'karcha Daka doesn't work. Why not? Because V'holcha V'haysa L'ishacha, it sounds like V'holcha, it has to be Midayta. Okay, that's the basic Gemara. Comes the Rashba and points out l'shitas, according to his pshat in the Gemara, that the Mishnah is teaching me the halacha that Talyu v'kadosh lo have a kiddushin because who asa shaloka hogan l'figa pasul imo shaloka hogan. So he adds that in the reverse case where they were ma'anes a man to be makadosh a woman, that's a machlokes rishon. We paskin like the maskana of the Gemara, like Marbar Vashi in Bava Basra, that Talyu of a Kaddish Kiddush of Lav Kiddush. If a woman is forced, that's not going to be a Kiddush. We're Mafkia the Kiddush. Midrabbanan Chazala Mafkia the Kiddush. What's the din in the other case, the opposite case, where they forced the man to be a Kaddish woman? Does that work on that? It says the Rashba, that's a machlok, is the Bala Itter and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that in that case, Kiddush of Kiddush. The Ha'isha Shansu Lakadesh Kosov Rambam Kiddush of Kiddushin, says the Rashba. The Rabba Laita Kosov Shen Kiddush of Kiddushin. The Talyu of Zavin Amru, Talyu of Akani, Lo Amru. Rafuna says Talyu of Zavin Zvine Zvine. So after Rashba, the Bala Ita says that Talyu of Akani, Lo Havuz, Lo Gomar Umakni, Lo Gomar Vakani. Talyu of Zavin, Talyu of Umakni, Gomar Umakni. Talyu of Akani, Lo Gomar Vakani. There's a difference between forcing a person to be makna and forcing a person to be kona, says the Bava Ikka. Becomes the Rambam and says, no, kiddush of kiddushin. If they're ma'ane, it's a man to be makadosh a woman, then kiddush of kiddushin. Even we paskin by talyu of a kaddish, we paskin, it's macholdus amaron, but we paskin the kiddush of lav kiddushin. Comes the Rambam and says that talyu hu the kaddish, not talyu ha the kaddish, talyu hu the kaddish. If it's Talyu Hava Kaddish, they force her. Talyu Hava Kaddish. Hameima says Kiddush of Kiddushin. Marbar Vashi says Kiddusha Lav Kiddushin, because Chazal are Mafkir the Kiddushin. By Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish, Ansu Ha'ish, that's not a Machlokas in the Gemara, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says that it is a good Kiddushin, and the Bala Ibda says that it's not a good Kiddushin. Why not? So the Bala Itta, the way the Rashi explains, the Itta holds that Talyu Vizovin Lahaknos Zvine Zvine, that does work. But Talyu Vikoni, if they force him to acquire something, that doesn't work. And that's what Kiddushin is, that the man is acquiring the woman. He's acquiring the woman. So tell you of a koni, lo habizvine zvine. That doesn't work. That's what the Itta holds. The chilik between tell you of a zavin as opposed to tell you of a koni, and that explains kiddushin, because kiddushin is also a tell you of a koni. So that's not going to work according to the validity. Now, the truth is, it's not such a pella. You know, you could have explained the Bala Itta more simply, right? You could have said that just like by Tal Yuha, the Kaddish, when they forced the woman, Kiddushin la Kiddushin, because the Chachamim are Mafkiya the Kiddushin, the Bala Itta really, really should say the same thing applies to Tal Yuhu the Kaddish, right? If it's all a Dinder Rabbanan, so then you could say, really, Me'ikar Adin, the Kiddushin should be Chal, but the Chacham HaMafkir, the Kiddushin, the Bala Itta could just say, it's the same as Tal Yuha V'Kaddish. Me'ikar Adin, it works, but the Chacham HaMafkir, the Kiddushin. Comes to Rashba and says, no, you don't even need that. The Bala Itta would say, by Tal Yuha V'Kaddish, you don't need Hafkaz Kiddushin. Me'ikar Adin, it's not going to work, because it's Tal Yuha V'Kani. You're forcing someone to acquire something, that doesn't work. Tal Yuha V'Zovin, Zvine, Zvine. That's going to work. To force someone to be Makna, that's going to work, but not Tal Yuha V'Kani. Itta doesn't need Hafkaz Kiddushin by Tal Yuha V'Kaddish. He says Me'ikar Adin, it's not going to work because Tal Yuha V'Zovin Zvine Zvine, but not Tal Yuha V'Kani. Yes.
So according to his Sfar, it shouldn't work about Korcha by a woman.
It does. It does. It's only because the Chachamim Amafkia the Kiddushin that it's not going to work better. That's my whole point. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. So where that. So he could have said that the same Afgaz Kiddushin applies by Tal Yuha V'Kaddish, but the Rajma doesn't explain the Itta that way. I don't have a Bala Itta himself to see if this is Mamish the words that he says, or this is or the Rajma is putting words into his mouth. But that's how the Rajma understands the Bala Itta, that it's Me'ikar Adin, the Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin. Because we don't say Tal Yuha V'Kaddish, we only say Tal Yuha V'Zavin. Okay, does everyone see that prompt that the Rajma is saying Me'ikar Adin, the Bala Itta says that Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish Kiddush Allah Kiddushin. By Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish, when we force the woman, there we need Hafgaz Kiddushin. We need a special din of the Rabbanah. But not by Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish, if we force the man, the Ikar Adin is not going to work because we don't say Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish, we only say Tal Yuhu V'Zavin. What's the Rambam going to say? What's the back and forth? What's the Machlokas Rishonim over here? Why should we say Tal Yuhu V'Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin or not? So we got a couple of issues that we have to address in the Rambam. The first issue, before we talk fundamental, how can the Rambam say Tal Yuha V'Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin? Why shouldn't the Chacham be Mafkia the Kiddushin? Right, this is before we get to the fundamental issues of whether we say Tal Yuha V'Kani or we don't say Tal Yuha V'Kani. Let's just talk simple. The Rambam knew the Gemara in Bava Basra. Mistama he paskins that Tal Yuha V'Kaddish, Tal Yuha V'Kaddish Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin. Why? Because the Chacham are not going to be Mafkia the Kiddushin. So the Chacham are Mafkia the Kiddushin when they force the woman. Why shouldn't the Chacham be Mafkia the Kiddushin when they force the man? That's the simplest question if you have against the Rambam. So the Mefarshim address that issue. What are they saying? The Magen Mishnah has a pshat. Meiri has a pshat. What are they saying? The Magen Mishnah says we don't need the Hafkaas Kiddushin. Why don't we need the Hafkaas Kiddushin? Because he has an out. The man has an out. He can be Megarish Bal Karcham in that Torah. So because he can be Megarish Bal Karcham, he can be Megarish his wife Bal Karcham in that Torah. So therefore, Chazal didn't have to be Mafkir the Kiddushin. What, they have to protect the man? They don't need to protect him. He has his own mechanism. He has his own defense mechanism to protect himself. So that's why they didn't have to be Mafkir the Kiddushin. Very beautiful answer to the Magen Mishnah office to explain the Rambam. The Meiri at the end of that Dibur Maschil that talks about this issue, he adds a different pshat. Not that it's not necessary to protect the man because he could protect himself. Even if Chazal are always mafkia kiddushin when hu asa shaloka hogen, if someone does improperly, someone acts in a way they're not supposed to act. But here Chazal are not going to be mafkia. Why? Yesh lefak bek ba'ashim ha'onez v'mitzad ha'isha avze shaloka hogen zok demir. He's alluding to the kasha that even if the woman is the one who gets someone to force the man, is she forcing the man? I don't know. She puts a gun to the man's head? Marry me or else. Make my day, right? You know, she puts a gun to the man. So she could put the gun to the man, or she could hire someone to put a gun to the man, whatever it is. Frak the Meiri, but that's also Shaloka Hogan, so why shouldn't Chazal be mafkia the Kiddushin there as well? The if Shazak the Meiri, Shemitokshin, Amotze Klal, Lo Kalalua Bedin Hafko. This is a davishen amotze. It's not a common case. It's very uncommon. To force a woman to get married is one thing, but to force a man to marry the woman, that's very uncommon. So Chazal didn't see fit to make that takana. Afkinu is a very, it's a takana that Chazal don't want to use. So they only use it in very extenuating circumstances. They'll only be gozer in the mils of the shchicha. It's a mils of the shchicha klal. If it's not a common case, they're never going to be misakin in such a case. Dr. Meiri, the case of Talyu Hu V'Kaddish, where they're forcing the man to be Mekaddish the woman, that's very uncommon. It's so uncommon, there's no reason for the Chachamim to make such a takana. Yes?
Doesn't it seem a little bit different than Meiri that usually other people force him, so it does work, and there's no afkinu because it was not the woman who forced him? But if she would force him, it wouldn't have afkinu, but it's still Shia. It seems that it is Shia that other people force him, it is not the woman.
I hear the chilek that you're drawing, Shalom, but it's difficult because if that's the case, the Rambam should have specified that there's a difference whether she forces him or someone else forces him on her behalf. Rambam doesn't distinguish. He just says that if the ma'ane is the woman, ha'ish ansu l'kadish, she'ansu hu, that they forced him. Doesn't say dafka the man, dafka a man, dafka a woman. Seems like in either case, kiddush of kiddush. Ben? Well, he is explaining the Rambam because the Rambam holds that Talyu of a Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin. So the Stami is explaining the Shita of the Rambam. So where it's a Davash and a Matzah, then we're not going to be Mafkir Kiddushin. This is an example of a Davash and a Matzah. That's why we're not going to be Mafkir. Yes, Noah.
According to the Magen Mishnah, the man's going to have to pay off his Ksuba if he's Megarish there. So it is a big, major loss if he is Megarish there. So it's like, I don't think it's hers.
I hear you're saying it's not so biyado. It's biyado legarsha, but then he'll have, but then he'll lose out. It's a very good kasha. I have to think of that. I think about that kasha. Is that really biyado? Is the man going to want to do that if he'll have to pay out the ksuba? Let's say they don't force him to give a big ksuba, just the ikka ksuba. It still is an ikka. It still is a certain amount of money. You're saying it's going to be a loss if he has to pay the ksuba. Yes, Jacob?
The Gemara in Bo Basra, we're not mafkia the kiddushin by regular matter where somebody forces a sale. So I think Rabbanan are only mafkia kiddushin where it's like a matter of a woman being stuck married to men, but not a matter of monetary loss.
Yeah, but the problem is, as we're going to continue, we are concerned about monetary losses. Meaning, in the case of a monetary loss, just one second. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, regarding the hafkah of the kiddushin, regarding what the chachamim are going to do, so maybe the chachamim aren't as concerned about the monetary loss. Regarding whether the person is going to agree to do it, so there we are concerned about a monetary loss, as we're going to describe. So you're saying that the chachamim are only going to be misakin hafkah if the person has no out at all. But the fact that he'll have to incur a financial loss, if he really wants to get out of the marriage, he can get out of the marriage. So because afkinu is such a last resort for us, we're not going to be misaking such a takana unless there's no out. If there is an out, even if there will be a financial loss that'll be incurred, that's not going to make us invoke the takana to be mefkir kiddush. That's what you want to suggest, Efshin. You hear, Noah? It's an interesting idea. Okay, good, very good. Let's talk svar, just for a little bit. The Bala Itta says that Talyu of Akani, Lo Kani, right? Lo Gam of Akani, but Talyu of Zavin, Zvine Zvine. Why? What's the difference between the two? His whole sheet is based on the fact that there's a difference between Taliyuv Zavid and Taliyuv Kani. What's the chilek according to the Balo Ichla? So the Meiri suggests that the chilek is one word. What's the word? The if there... What? Mamon, exactly. Mos. If there's money there, so then he's willing to be Gamar Makna, even Ba'ones. But if there's no money, then no. She gets money. Amemra says kiddusha kiddusha because she's getting something. No one's going to say Taliyuv Yahiv if they force someone to give a matana so he agrees to be makna the matana. He's not getting anything out of it, says the Meiri. He's not marvia something, he's not gaining money, so of course he doesn't have das for that. Sheb matana ho ve'en shamoz eno gomeli te ba'ones. He doesn't have a gemir's das to give ba'ones because there's no benefit. Zakta Meiri, Pshat Nebala Iter is that Taliyuhu Vekadish, if they force the man, he's not getting any money. If he's not getting any money, then Kedusha Vla Kedushin. Even by Taliyuhu Vekadish, when we force the woman, the reason why Meikar Adin the Kedushin are good is because she's getting something out of it. She's getting the money. She's getting money. There is a Nesinas Mos. If there is no Nesinas Mos, so then, we don't assume that he's Gamar Makni. So, Taliyuhu V'yayiv Lo Havi Matana, and Taliyuhu V'kadish, if they force the man, shouldn't be a Kiddushin. Taliyuhu V'kani is low Kani, because he's not getting any money. He's not getting Mos. If there's Mos, then he has Gemiras Das. If there's no Mos, then there's no Gemiras Das. Yes, Yoni.
He's definitely getting benefit, though. Like, most people would probably say that being married is a benefit, unless your wife is like, really nagging you all the time. But I'm saying he gets, like, all those benefits that I said before that come with the Kiddushin.
Yeah, but so he doesn't want to be married to this woman.
Right.
So how can those benefits be viewed as a significant benefit? He doesn't want to be married. It's no different. The case of Taliyuhu V'kani is where you force someone to acquire something. What does that mean? That he has to give money. And he's not even getting something that he wants. Zakta Meiri, in such a case, he's not marviach. There's no mos. He's not receiving something. He's forced to give up something. He's forced to give up money. And he's not getting anything in return. So he's not interested in doing such a thing.
Also, doesn't he, like, Maasei Deha,
there are zechuyos, but if he doesn't want to be married to the woman, maybe we shouldn't view that as a revach. Right? If he doesn't want to be married to the woman, it's no different than Taliyuhu V'kani, where we're forcing someone to acquire an object that he doesn't want. He could use the object, but he doesn't want the object. So if he doesn't want the object, then there isn't a gemiras das. That's what the Bala Itzer holds, according to the Rashba as well. That the reason why Taliyuhu V'kadish lo avi kedushin is because Taliyuhu V'kani lo kani. So the Meiri explains what that means is whenever there's no revach, if a person is forced into something, he doesn't agree. Taliyuhu v'zavin zvinis because he's getting ma'os. But if he's not receiving something, if he's not getting a revach, he certainly doesn't want the object. This man doesn't want the woman. So if he's not receiving anything mitzad the woman, mitzad getting the woman, and he's not receiving any money, fakert, he has to give up money, then he has no das. He has no interest in doing the Kiddushin, yes.
Are we saying that mitzad the Baal, that the Shabbat Kita is not going to incur a big loss for him, but mitzad the Isha, it's enough for her to accept the Kiddushin?
Okay, we're going to get to that. We're assuming at this point that the fact that the woman is getting the Pruta, so she's receiving something. It doesn't sound like very much, but she's receiving something, and apparently that's enough that, Tav L'Meisav Tandu, the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, that a woman, certainly at the time of the Gemara, wanted to be married, she had no way of supporting herself, so, okay, it's not the ideal situation, but she is receiving something, so that's enough for her. But from the man's side, if they're forcing the man, he's forced to give up something, he's getting a woman he doesn't want, so he's getting nothing. So if he's getting nothing, then he's not going to accept the Kiddushin. He really doesn't want the Kiddushin. Okay? So that's what the Iftar is going to hold. The question is, what is the Rambam going to disagree about? This is what we have to talk about tomorrow. Is the Rambam going to argue fundamentally with the Bala Iter and say that even Talyu Vakani Kana, even if you're not receiving anything, Talyu Vakani Taka will be Kona, and that's why the Rambam will say that Talyu Vakani Shavu Kiddushin? Maybe the Rambam fundamentally does agree to the Bala Iter, that Talyu Vakani Lo Kona. But he just disagrees about why that's true. Maybe the Machlokas, the Bala Iter, and the Rambam is why Talyu Vakani is Lo Kona. And if we understand what lies behind that halacha, that Talyuhu Vekani is Lokana, maybe that will explain whether by Talyuhu Vekadish, Kiddush of Kiddushin or not. Right? Maybe the Machlokas Rishonim by Kiddushin is a function of why Talyuhu Vekani doesn't work. The Rambam might argue fundamentally and say Talyuhu Vekani works. If Talyuhu Vekani works, then obviously Talyuhu Vekadish, Kiddush of Kiddushin is no different than Talyuhu Vekani. But the other way to look at it is maybe the Rambam Taka holds Talyuhu Vekani doesn't work, but he argues with the Bala Iter in terms of the reason, and the Nafkamina will be Talyuhu Vekadish. So we have a lot to work on. Right? We have to analyze the Rambam sheet, to look at the Meiri tomorrow, try to understand what the Meiri is saying, look back at the Rashba and see how the Rashbi has a small lashon to explain the Rambam, look back at the Rashba, try to figure out how he understands the Rambam, and then we'll compare notes to that.